Complete world domination is the end goal for the psychopath elites, so they have to replace you or control you. Those of us whom resist, they will try to kill. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, the 31st day of January 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, they call it the Great Replacement Conspiracy Theory. But it's not a conspiracy in the slightest, of course. Turn on TV, open any newspaper, and they openly brag about it. America's getting more diverse, they say. Soon white people will be a minority in America, they gloat. At the Southern Poverty Law Center, they literally have a chart that tracks the white percentage of America and when it's forecasted to dip below 50%. And when that happens, they're very, very clear about what they have planned. And it's not going to end well for the white people in question, of course. When these people talk about wanting equity, they don't mean fairness. No, what they mean is that they want your home equity and your investment equity. They want to take the wealth that you've built up for your entire lifetime, hoping to pass on to your children, and they want to take it all and give it away to parasites who have never done a damn thing their entire lives purely because they hate white people solely for their skin color. The Great Replacement isn't a conspiracy at all. No, it's a master plan. And it's being executed relentlessly every day on our southern border. Ben Berquam is down there monitoring the entire thing. He's host of Law and Border on Real America's Voice News. He's made it his specialty over the last few years covering the massive migrant caravans that have made their way up from Latin America to the Rio Grande River on our southern border and then across it. Most recently, Ben was in Panama, where he observed how the Amerindian village of Armelia has been utterly destroyed by the constant tidal wave of migrants on their way to America. Look.
I thought it was bad in Anachacuna. This is on another level. And again, you hear nothing from the left on this. Paradise, trash. You got these little kids playing in it. How sad. Village right here. Big alien camp right there. This is on another level of environmental destruction. This could be one of the most beautiful beaches in the world. This is what it's become. There's more trash than sand here.
Yeah, so I asked this guy, what's going on? I've never seen anything like this. And he says, it's from the migrants. And so what we got back here,
big river mouth that goes up behind us and it follows the migrant trail. And he said, just recently the river flooded and it just swept all their garbage from the banks of the trail down here. It came out the river and it's just piled up. It's just phenomenal. It's completely, hola, ¿qué tal? From the migrants. Completely from the migrants. Unreal.
And they have to live with this. Have you heard any reporting from the leftist media that has come here?
Never. Nothing.
And you're a local Panamanian.
Never heard a thing about it. Wow. It's incredible.
It really is. It's really almost, it's stunning. I see the sleeping mat. I see a tent, another tent, a tent floating out in the water right there. All of this. One of the UN, you see these everywhere, these little styrofoam, non-biodegradable styrofoam everywhere from the UN feeding these people, the illegals. So all of this is UN, NGO, leftist driven.
Ben Berquam is with us now. I mean, this looks like just a completely decimated paradise. This is exactly what these people have in mind for us right here. It's not a conspiracy theory at all, in fact, is it?
No, it's not, Stu. And thanks for having me back on.
Of course.
What you have going on is really, it's a recolonization of the globe. And what's ironic about is ironically sad is the very people that the left claims to care about, the indigenous people of the world, they're the ones that are getting crushed underneath all of these policies. These tribes down there, you have the Kuna on one side of the Darien Gap, and we actually did a trek all the way across the Darien Gap, a four-day trek through the jungle where the illegals are being taken by the cartel on their way up to America. And on the other side, you have the Embera Wunan Indians, and they everywhere you go, it is completely trashed. And it's one of those things, you go there and it's so shocking to see this. I was actually there at the same time Davos was going on, and you have Greta Thunberg out there talking about, you know, the planet and the destruction of our environment. And these are the very same people that are doing that. And as you mentioned, it's not by accident. This is and it's not a conspiracy theory. This is intentional. It's the intentional destruction of the West. And on their way, they don't care who they crush in the process. And that's what we're seeing going on down there. And what was really disgusting about this is we found out from the tribe that the New York Times had been there just a few weeks previous, and they did not say a single word about what we witnessed. And clearly this has been there for a while. They didn't say a word about that. All they talked about was COVID redistribution, COVID replacement, COVID, you know, the lockdowns and the impacts of that, and climate change. Those were the fundamentals that they said were causing this, and ignoring the fact that it's really leftist policies. It's the socialist communists in places like Venezuela and Cuba that are causing this. And it's their very own policies going into these communities and into these countries and saying, your life sucks. You deserve a better life. We'll give you the keys to the red carpet. Oh, we're not going to tell you, you might get raped, robbed, and die along the way, but we'll just send you up there. It's absolutely evil what's going on.
All of the things that they attribute to climate change, you know, flying around in private jets, they're doing it every single day. non-biodegradable things that are, you know, going into our oceans. If climate change or global warming was actually a thing instead of a construct, right, these are the things that they blame it on, and they're responsible for it. What have you heard from the left and their policymakers? What justification have they been using for this type of hell on Earth?
Well, they ignore all of the impacts that they're having. And as you mentioned, you know, we know climate change is simply a red herring. It's used to control and manipulate. But that's what the left is. All they care about is money and power. So they use climate change. They turn it into whatever word. It used to be global cooling, then global warming. Now it's climate change. It's the ubiquitous catch-all. And in reality, what it is we control your life. We control your industry. We control your business. We distribute wealth where we want it around the world. And ultimately, we kill and destroy the enemies that get in our way. And that's what we see going on. But again, as you mentioned, it's ironic because it's their very policies, if they actually cared about those things, that are causing the destruction of the environment. I mean, this is one of those places, if you haven't been there, we have a whole series coming out in Lawn Border. I mean, we have hundreds of hours of footage from our time in the jungle. And we actually started on the Venezuela border, went across Colombia, and then up through the Darien Gap into Panama. And we really show it. I mean, from start to finish, the root cause, as Kamala Harris talked about, the root cause is the left, globalist, communist, leftist, godless leftists who are supporting countries like Venezuela and dictators like Maduro as they are destroying their own communities. They can't even feed their population. So they have food coming in from Colombia to backfill the need for their people. But they won't talk about that. They won't talk about their environmental destruction. They won't talk about the fact. I mean, I come from a community in the Central Valley of California. I'm actually back here visiting family right now. And, you know, California used to be an amazing state, and it's just been utterly destroyed by the left. Everywhere you go, what the left touches, they destroy. And it's the same thing here. We had the timber harvesting industry up in the mountains. I grew up in a timber harvesting community that was shut down because of the spotted owl. And instead of cutting down 250,000 acres a year, now we burn 1 million to 5 million acres a year because we don't manage the forest. These guys are frauds. They're liars. They know it. And the sad thing is there's so few media out there that are willing to call them out for the frauds that they are, that they get away with it. And that goes back to election theft, to the COVID lockdowns, and beyond that, to the COVID deaths, to the vaccines, everything. It's all connected. But ultimately, what they want to do is destroy America, destroy the West, and take over and recreate the communist utopia they've always dreamed of. And what that means for billions of people around the world is death.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I couldn't have laid it out better myself. The empire of lies. And you mentioned how sad it is that nobody will call them out. What's even sadder is that the GOP-led Congress, we'll have to see what they'll do about it, because the Republican Party has been feckless and weak, suggesting that what we really have here is a uniparty. And they're actually not only just supporting, but they're enabling and assisting in allowing this to happen. You spoke to one Panamanian there that was on film. I'm assuming that you had contact with others. Do they realize who the bad guys are here? Do they realize that it's our lawmakers, that it's our elected representatives that are responsible for this carnage? I've got about a minute left.
They're starting to. And when you watch some of the rest of the footage that we have, we went down there planning to go across the Darien Gap on our own with the tribe. We actually got invited. This has never been done before. The Center Front, which are the special forces of Border Patrol for Panama, when they saw who we were and what we were doing, they actually invited to escort us personally across the entire gap. We were with them for 4 days because they realized who the enemies really are. And you'll start to see some of that reporting coming out on Law and Border and on our channel. So stay tuned for that. But they're starting to see it. But the key is we have to get this message out everywhere.
Check it out. It's on Real America's Voice News, Law and Border, with the host, Ben Berquam, who is just dedicated to traveling all over the place. I kind of envy you, but also at the same time, I'm happy to be here on other days as well. Without your bravery and without your courage and without your reporting, nobody would know anything about this. And we're happy to platform your findings and investigative reporting anytime. Ben Berquam, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Stu.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Gold and silver. Possessing physical gold and silver is one of the best ways that you can protect yourself from the great financial reset. The electronic banking system crash, checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of these investment accounts wiped to zero. Protect yourself from the criminal tax hikes, the hyperinflation, the billions of dollars being sent to the corrupt country of Ukraine. For those warmongering criminal Nazis, get physical gold and silver. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. If you mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver. $10,000 in free silver with a qualified account when you call Goldco today. They have helped countless Americans to protect themselves from this government theft and hyperinflation. Call them today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Go nowhere.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
So we might never get a movie about it, but this past Sunday was undoubtedly one of the most inspiring sports stories of all time. Novak Djokovic, probably the greatest tennis player of all time, deserves to have the most tennis majors of all time. But the COVID tyrants want to crush him. They hate him because of his belief in his own medical autonomy. You can't do that. Djokovic refused to submit to the injection, the bioweapon euthanasia heart attack clot shot. So last year, he was kicked out of Australia for refusing to get it. He was also barred from last year's U.S. Open for the same reason. He would have been a big favorite in both tournaments to win, and a win would have given him a record 22 major titles. Djokovic never submitted. He never gave in. He never bent the knee. And on Sunday, he was vindicated. Australian authorities just couldn't ban him from yet another Australian Open, so they had to let him in. He completely dominated the competition like never before. Maybe because so many of them had their fitness damaged by the jab. We don't know. Not only that, but he won the title playing live in front of Bill Gates. The contrast was telling, too. Djokovic, a physical specimen, still in absolute peak physical condition form in his late 30s, while Gates, of course, is obviously fat and dumpy and worthless. So now Djokovic has tied the record for most major titles. By the end of the year, odds are good that he'll still be standing alone at the top. It's a great victory against tyranny. Hopefully it inspires more Australians to take a stand against their increasingly tyrannical government. They have other sources of inspiration too, like the latest Project Veritas scoop, where they got a Pfizer director on camera admitting that the company is considering, wait, check that, secretly doing gain-of-function research on the COVID virus. The story's been almost completely blacked out here in the United States, except on dissident websites and Tucker Carlson's Fox News show. But it's been big news in Australia. Australia is also getting better and better lawmakers. Several of the country's senators are getting extremely vocal about the planned amendments to the international health regulations by the World Health Organization. These amendments, if approved, would override the Constitution of Australia. Oh, and by the way, the American Constitution as well, for that matter. And it would empower the WHO to impose lockdowns worldwide, declare almost everything to be a pandemic, even mental illness, and implement universal vaccination mandates and vaccine passports, among other things. A digital prison. Or at least, that's what the people warning about these regulations are saying. Breezy's been all over this, extensively broadcasting about it on Uncensored on the Stu Peters Network. She's here to join us with her thoughts now. I mean, this was a major victory for Australia.
Absolutely, Stu. Novak Djokovic is a sign of freedom. He is a representative of the people's real will, and I believe his colleagues as well, and they could really take a leaf out of his book. You know, he suffered a lot of loss for his decisions, and yet here he is, and his speech was indicative of the truth about this situation. The way he collapsed after the game, emotionally, crying over this victory, and he spoke in his speech about the fact that all of the hardship that he had to endure. And it's unbelievable. And why did he have to endure that hardship? Because he didn't want an experimental death shot in his arm. And the victory of Bill Gates being there present at that Open and witnessing Djokovic's win this year was absolutely amazing. It was a huge win for the Aussie people and a huge win for the people of the world. This is incredibly important as well because of the stand that people are starting to take against the WHO IHR amendments. There's a huge movement here in Australia. We have three separate senators that have openly spoken about it, made huge public waves. And of course, as you mentioned, the Project Veritas sting has made the mainstream media in Australia. While some are trying to talk about fact checkers claiming Project Veritas in the past was wrong, I'm not even going to go into how ridiculous fact checkers are. Your audience knows this. But it has made mainstream news on 2GB. Ben Fordham spoke about this, which he's got one of the largest platforms in the country on Talkback Radio. So waves are starting to happen, Stu. And back to Novak, the courage that he displayed is the courage that every single person is capable of displaying.
That's
all
right.
It takes is to say no. And he is an example of how everyone in the world should be doing that right now.
I agree 100%. And if looks could kill, the look that Bill Gates had on his face would have caused Djokovic to die suddenly. The collapse that we saw was unlike the thousands of other professional athletes that we have seen collapse. This was an emotional collapse of victory and vindication, and that was awesome. Congratulations to Novak Djokovic, a true inspiration for more than just tennis players, but also for patriots and heroes around the world. Grab a hold of your balls, your testicular fortitude, and do it. Maria Z, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Of course. Don't forget to join Maria Z Uncensored on the Stu Peters Network. We'll be right back.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
Welcome back. Okay, so we've talked a lot on this program about how the world that we live in today is really just the empire of lies. The self-appointed ruling elites have lied for decades, maybe even centuries, about virtually everything. In more recent times, some of those lies that we were told were some of the biggest lies you could ever wrap your head around. We've been lied to about the assassination of a sitting president, JFK, the circumstances surrounding the death of Princess Di, the causes of wars in Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan, weapons of mass destruction, supposed Islamic terrorists responsible for 9/11, the Obama red line in Syria, the Benghazi embassy, the ruthless boogeyman Vladimir Putin just waking up one day deciding to go and conquer Ukraine, totally unprovoked. He's a war criminal, they tell us. Well, meanwhile, Ukrainian Azov battalion, literal Nazis, shoot innocents trying to flee, recruit non-military fighters, and literally eat opposition soldiers. We've been lied to about the actual events of these wars, the ghost of Kyiv, the bombing of maternity wards. And now we're learning in the last couple of days about child organ harvesting that Russian troops just discovered taking place in Ukraine. Lies about COVID-19, its origins, the bioweapon injection being a safe and effective vaccine. We've exposed the lies about the medical-industrial complex, deadly hospital protocols and treatments, when the truth is these for-profit hospitals and clinics have been killing for cash, murdering for money for decades, using poisonous drugs and damaging serums, venoms, and injections that cause the breakdown of immune systems, kickstart inflammation, lead innocent Americans to an early grave, all for the almighty dollar and the quest for power, control, and status. This is all true. The criminal fake news media tells us lies about a sitting president, Donald Trump, colluding with Russia, a violent insurrection. Oh, and a supposed P-tape. And anyone that points out or broadcasts or publishes the truth about any of these things is a far-right shock jock or a white supremacist, an extremist Christian nationalist, or a conspiracy theorist, of course. The enemy pays billions of dollars to major broadcast and cable news networks to brainwash and propagandize and program and repeat and gaslight the viewing audience consisting of hundreds of millions of clueless victims, in many cases leading them directly to their death. We aren't conspiracy theorists. No, not at all. And telling big lies isn't new. The Jewish Virtual Library points this out, quote, "If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and/or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state." This is why slaveholders refused to allow their slaves the ability to learn to read or write. The Jewish Virtual Library continues, quote, "The broad masses of a nation are always more easily corrupted in the deeper strata of their emotional nature than consciously or voluntarily. And thus, in the primitive simplicity of their minds, they're more readily fall victims to the big lie than the small lie. Since they themselves often tell small lies in little matters, but would be ashamed to resort to large-scale falsehoods. It would never come into their heads to fabricate colossal untruths, and they would not believe that others could have the impudence to distort the truth so infamously. Even though the facts, which prove this to be so, may be brought clearly to their minds, they will still doubt and waver and will continue to think that there may be some other explanation." Unquote. Let me ask you, which one of those words that I just read from the Jewish Virtual Library are not true? All of this sounds objectively true. Who among us that's being completely objective and bare naked honest could disagree with any of those words? For the last 2 years, both fake political sides of the aisle have been fighting to own the definition of the term the big lie in an effort to control the narrative and conceal from the public what the big lie actually is. And the big lie is this: we have a corporate government crime syndicate, public and private sectors colluding with one another and the media in an effort to lock the entire population of the planet into virtual, digital, and real-life prisons. What we've just described here is fascism. This show is built on truth, exposure, and accountability. If the demonically oppressed, transhumanist, transgender, homosexual, depraved, sick, vile, lying World Economic Forum sycophants and fake government uniparty installed actors posing as politicians would just stop lying and raping and killing the American public and global citizens, this show would actually serve no purpose at all. It would cease to exist. This entire platform is built on shining light onto the satanic darkness that grips our world today. But the liars aren't just limited to government and celebrities and psychopaths like Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and George Soros. The hunger for money and power isn't just limited to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Clintons. The cover-ups aren't just limited to the Epsteins and the Weinsteins or the USS Liberty and the criminal banking cabal. No, if Pfizer can lie about a bioweapon injection with billions, possibly trillions of dollars on the line, and everyone knows the stakeholders are desperate to control the narrative and to pursue the agenda to get a lethal shot into every arm of every breathing man, woman, and child, if there's no threshold for death, and the agenda must continue by any means necessary, then why is it considered conspiratorial in nature to question the NFL's involvement of a cover-up surrounding the collapse of one of their players live on Monday Night Football in front of a viewing audience of over 10 million? We've covered the bizarre set of circumstances DeMar Hamlin's alleged cardiac arrest that caused him to die suddenly on that playing field in Cincinnati. We've asked questions about how an athlete, at the peak of his physical condition, just drops dead mid-game, has to be revived with CPR, an electric shock, rushed to a cardiac ICU, put in a medically induced coma, requires a ventilator, life support, and just days later, he's flying, gallivanting around the country to another facility. Doctors at the original treatment facility conducted that weird press conference where they actually said out loud, they didn't know the cause of the sudden heart stoppage, and boom, suddenly that doesn't matter anymore. Hamlin was just all better now. And then supposedly attended a playoff game where he's ushered in by security with a hood up and shades on and an oxygen-inhibiting COVID mask for a man that we're told needs oxygen. I mean, that's just weird. By the way, the man that we're told to believe was DeMar Hamlin had no oxygen tank in tow. And despite having violent CPR performed, which we can expect to lead to significant bruising and even broken ribs, he was suddenly throwing his hands in the air and waving them around like he just don't care. He stood, not sat, in a climate-controlled suite, but never took his hood down, never took his mask off, never dropped the ugly rap video shades. He didn't stop in front of a camera to thank the millions of fans for their prayers or for the nearly $10 million in donations to a charity in his name. Again, it's all just bizarre. But just when he thought it couldn't get any stranger, the NFL releases this highly produced video of DeMar Hamlin on Saturday. He wasn't the deeply messed up recovering critical heart patient from just weeks ago. No, and if he were, and if he really wanted to address his fans, why not just do it from his home? Just grab the phone, go live on one of your social media platforms. No, this didn't look like he'd just been revived twice, admitted to a cardiac ICU, and then just discharged. He went to a controlled studio environment. He recorded an address with dozens of cuts in it, shot on a set, and very carefully scripted. Look, we're not making the definitive claim that Hamlin is secretly dead, like a lot of people on Twitter are accusing us of saying. But anyone who says this all just seems normal is just not sane. They're not critically thinking. They're not looking objectively at what right is right in front of their face. Nothing about this situation, nothing about any of this is normal. And let's not pretend that false flags and deep fakes and computer-generated imagery is a new thing or that it doesn't exist at all. Many of you have seen the CGI deepfake featuring Tom Cruise. This thing looks completely real. You would have no idea, unless you look carefully and unless you know the triggers, that this isn't Tom Cruise. There's another one using the face and voice of Morgan Freeman. A whole lot of people have seen this. And there's a whole lot more of them. Every image that you've ever seen taken in from outer space is a CGI. Why? Why can't I just see a picture from the space station? Why can't I just see a picture from the moon or from a satellite? Our entire world is built on fake images and animation and propaganda and lies. So, of course, there are plenty of rumors being floated around online that DeMar Hamlin is dead, or at least permanently incapacitated thanks to the Pfizer bioweapon. And this video is not convincing a whole lot of them of anything different, of course. Karen Kingston is one of those people, and she's here to talk with us now about why. Karen, I mean, I'm just not buying it. I have my doubts. I have my suspicions. Do you disagree with anything that I just said?
I agree with you 100%. And I would contend in a court of law that that video is fake. You know, and my expertise, I want to give people a little bit more of my background. In 1998, when I jumped into the marketing side of the industry, I worked on web development and something called CGI, computer-generated imagery, when it first started. And then I formed my own agency in 2007. The first people I hired were some of the CGI artists from Sony and Xbox. And my tagline for my VFX division, virtual effects division, was change perceptions to get results. But it really is change perceptions to create a new reality. And what I'd like to share with your audience today is the technology behind the curtain, the man behind the curtain. So years ago, it would cost millions of dollars and take months to create that video of Damar Hamlin. Now it can be done in days using AI, using machine learning. And the technology that they're using today is called, it's called Pagan. It's literally called Pagan Real Time, Unreal Pagan, Pin Screen, and it's done in UE4, which is the user environment 4. It was invented by a Dr. Hao Li out of MIT and University of Southern California. And what they're able to do is take hours or thousands of hours of footage like they did with Tom Cruise and then create a new Damar Hamlin. And the reason why I would contend that that video is fake is a number of reasons. One, all the evidence that you laid out, he was dead twice. You know, he was not resuscitated for almost 15 minutes on the field. Another reason is because this is a bioweapon. We know the injections are bioweapons. So if Damar Hamlin is dead, and that was actually reported to the American people, tens of millions of Americans who are NFL fans and AFL fans are going to start questioning the intentions of these injections and also, the, as you said, the NFL's involvement. Are they being paid by HHS, Health and Human Services, and the CDC and NIH? Are they being paid by Pfizer to go along with this? And how much are they coercing young, healthy males to be injected with what we know is a biological agent that doesn't prevent transmission, disease, infection, can only cause harm, which is the definition of a bioweapon. So as you had said, the greatest enemy of the state of the lie is the truth. And so if the NFL would have to capitulate to the truth instead of capitulating to the lies, the rest of America would start waking up quickly. But I think it's really important. I want to read this company again. It's called Unreal Pagan and Pagan Real Time. And they clearly say that they're going to use their technology for virtual assistants, companions, and influencers. It uses machine learning paradigm where deep models are trained using massive amounts of images and videos. They also use a facial recognition where they can recreate a virtual realistic face of somebody.
And this just all sounds so crazy. I cannot believe that we're actually having this conversation as a legitimate news presenter on a national broadcast. I mean, this just all seems insane. But it's insane to think that these people would be telling us the truth. What are some of the things about the Damar Hamlin video specifically that trigger you to believe that this is AI computer generated?
The first thing is when he walks and he does that swoop around the corner. That's a standard something that a standard motion that you would use a CGI created avatar to do to show that it's real. Second of all, there's none of his loved ones are in the video with him. None of the football players are with him. He is there by himself. So that's another reason why it's a red flag. It is also very glitchy, but again, that's not really the red flag. But you know, why isn't he there with his mother? You know, saying, my son, he's alive, I'm so happy. Or why isn't he there talking with some of his fellow colleagues and football players? And the reason why is because that is fake and it's evil. And it's very unnerving for people to participate in a lie to that extent. The other thing is, again, doing video production myself, having that experience, they show the avatar of Damar Hamlin, and then they cut to some real world footage, right? So you start getting that emotional connection. He repeats the same words over and over again. They can do that using Microsoft's VALLE, with just 3 seconds of Damar Hamlin's voice, they can do a whole monologue of it. But, you know, again, I would just say the production of it, not having his mother there, not having any of his colleagues there, that to me is a red flag. Now, at the end of the video, Stu, he says he's going to go out and meet members of society. He wants to work with children. So, you know, maybe he is still recovering. But this is truly, it's deception. This is a whole new level of deception. And people need to understand that artificial intelligence can recreate anyone and make an avatar that you can't tell the difference if it's Stu Peters or deep fake Stu Peters. It actually says on Pagan's website.
Don't suggest that because people are going to start thinking that that's the case. No, it's really me here. Really is me. All right. Anyway, continue.
So it says here, our pagan system shares some similarities with deep fake technologies. So their competitor is literally called the deep fake. And you know, and your viewers can see this online. I mean, I want them to go through and see this technology. But it has far better fidelity. So the quality of the images is much better and it runs in real time. So again, they can create that Damar Hamlin virtually overnight. And normally, when I worked in CGI, our artists then did the texturing, you know, made sure that the tattoos were on the arms and everything. But now it's done with artificial intelligence. So the virtual version of any one of us is more believable than the real version at this point. So, you know, we are really entering into an era of great deception. But the reason why, again, I would contend that this is fake is because the circumstances around it. He was declared dead twice. He was not resuscitated. In war, if someone's a victim of a bioweapon in biowarfare, the guidance, the civilian guidance from our Department of Defense says the proper response is to state, we don't know exactly what happened, so we'll investigate right away. They also say that you should use technologies to control the narrative in the news media and in social media. And although it may not be truthful, that is how you win the minds of the civilians so that there isn't civilian unrest. If people woke up and actually recognized that Damar Hamlin was permanently injured, disabled, or killed from a bioweapon injection, again, there would be a lot of civil unrest and questioning, and the NFL would have to be investigated as to what their participation is in this plan of attack on the American people.
Yeah, the guy blocked me, or whoever controls his Twitter account blocked me. I've never tweeted at him. I've never tagged him in any of our posts. We've simply just asked very legitimate questions on this program. A lot of people, or at least a handful of them, are saying, Stu, I don't know why you're so obsessed with this situation. This is kind of important. To that, what would you say?
It's extremely important. We can't continue to be deceived by false narratives and by artificial intelligence generated images and voiceovers and content. That's what's going on. People need to recognize this is not just about Damar Hamlin. Right. When you're on social media, okay, you know, I remember 2 years ago when people who don't have a lot of connections, you know, would post, oh, I'm proudly wearing 2 masks, and now they've got 7,000 likes from bots, and they feel empowered to now condemn others who are real people on social media. This is about, if you go to Pagan's website, this is about creating virtual human beings. That's what they talk about, to influence real human beings so that we lose our ability to critically think and also understand that our love and our compassion comes from God, and that's how we connect with one another. No, we want to be controlled by this artificial environment.
No, so it's what it really is not an artificial thing at all. It's a very real thing, and the control is being sought after by none other than Satan himself. We were warned about this. We were told about this. None of this should surprise us. This is the deception that God promised us would come, which means that the return of Jesus is imminent and is coming probably sooner later. I hope he comes now before the end of this broadcast. Karen Kingston, for your professionalism, for your expertise, and for your knowledge, thank you. And thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. God bless.
God bless you. Would people rather that we just sat over here and questioned nothing? What would make us different than CNN or Fox or MSNBC or all of the BlackRock-funded outlets? Should we just sit over here and never question Donald Trump about anything that he ever does? Should we just sit here and bash on Joe Biden and Democrats? Low-hanging fruit, red meat, everybody does that. No, we're virtually the only broadcast of this scale that's actually asking real questions. And we're not going to stop. So if you don't like it, there's the door. One thing that we know is not fake and that does not contain a bioweapon or pegylated lipid nanoparticles is the curable CBD that I use to treat my shoulder pain and that so many millions of other people are now using as a result of being advertised on this program because it's a family-owned business. All of the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota, and people are finding all of the different things that you can treat and have a positive result when you use CBD, natural from God's earth, rather than seeking out one of these fake doctor poison pushers and pill pushers and injection pushers. Sure, there's a pill for everything, a neurotoxin for this, a vaccine for that, cortisone for this, surgery for that. Oh, we can fix that overnight. Don't worry about it. Try CBD, whether it's your kid suffering with ADHD symptoms or if it's a Parkinson's diagnosis. I mean, you have nothing to lose. Try CBD from the family-owned business. Plus, get 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L if you use the promo code STU. Promo code STU when you go to curable.com. We'll be right back.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
So there's no doubt that we all vividly remember last fall when the Atlantic magazine said that it was time for a general COVID amnesty. Where we just forgot all of the atrocities committed by those in power and, you know, just moved on. Well, there's a reason, a very specific reason that they were asking for that. Because those in power know that all of the economic and medical damage that they had inflicted by then was only just the beginning. Eventually, the whole truth will come out. And they need to get their amnesty now before it's too late for them. Before Nuremberg II. Before military tribunals. Before citizen grand juries. Because again, soon, it's all coming out. The truth about the bioweapon shots, the truth about where COVID came from, the truth about the deadly hospital protocols. We're going to learn the whole truth about Remdesivir too, because no, we haven't forgot what that drug did and how they forced sick people to take that instead of taking ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or just giving them nothing at all, which still would have been much better than that poisonous Remdesivir. Esteban Lizarraga understands well the damage that this drug can do. Esteban's wife contracted COVID in early November of 2021 when she was 25 weeks pregnant. Now, even though she was almost certainly fine, out of an excess of caution for her baby, she decided to go to the hospital to seek help. She thought that she could trust the healthcare providers. She was wrong. Shortly after she was admitted, Esteban was told that he wasn't allowed to see her, of course, and that visitation would be extremely limited. Esteban was told that the only treatment options that his wife would be allowed to receive were either poisonous Remdesivir or monoclonal antibodies. Nurses suggested that Remdesivir was the best, of course, even though then it was known to everybody that the drug could do massive damage to a person's organs. But not giving Remdesivir to people could cause massive damage to the hospital's bottom line. Again, Esteban and his wife at that time thought that they could trust the medical staff to tell the truth. Well, almost immediately after receiving Remdesivir, Esteban's wife was moved to the ICU and it got worse from there. Eventually, she ended up on life support and their baby was delivered via C-section, all while Esteban wasn't allowed to visit them. This situation went on for 2 months. Esteban worried that both his wife and baby were going to die, but then a miracle occurred. Esteban Lizarraga is here to tell the complete story, and we'll let him do that for us now.
Like you said, she was admitted in early November, and I was told I wasn't able to visit her at first. And the actual thing is I actually was able to go see her because she made it apparent and made it known to the physician, the attending physician, that she would not be taking any medications without me being present. So they pushed her and pushed her while I wasn't there to take Remdesivir. And so she had made it she was very assertive in stating that she would not take anything unless I was there. So I was able to go, and we did ask the attending physician, you know, what are the options? And they did notify us, well, we have two options, the first being Remdesivir. I'm like, okay, well, what are the pros and cons of Remdesivir? You know, is it safe? Is it okay for the baby? And I quote, oh, it's perfectly safe. We've been giving it to everybody, all pregnant women. It's fine. It's safe. Like, okay, well, what is the other option? He stated monoclonal antibodies. So, okay, what are the pros and cons of that? I don't know. So, of course, you know, we're thinking like everybody else then at that point in time to trust the medical, you know, medical institution, you know, because we've all been in that place where, you know, trust your doctors. And that's what we decided. And so she was transferred out of that room to the ICU that day. And while she was in the ICU, I was able to actually spend time with her. They allowed me to visit her because she was in the ICU. However, things took a change because the one thing that people don't realize is that the remdesivir protocol is a two-week, five-day each dosage treatment. So about 10 days. And so she already had received the first doses that Sunday when I was able to go see her. And then they transferred her that Sunday evening to the ICU. And they did notify me as long as I continued to test negative, I could go see her in the ICU. And I think the only reason why they allowed me to even see her while she was in the ICU was due to the fact that she made it very apparent and because she was pregnant. And I think that's the only reason why is because she had let them know that she wasn't going to take anything unless I was there. And so we started the remdesivir protocol, the COVID protocol, not knowing, you know, obviously everything I know now is after the fact. So she's there about a week and then, they end up transferring after I leave home, they end up transferring back to a different floor. And the only reason why they transferred to a different floor is so that they could free up an ICU bed. I'm thinking, she's thinking that everything is going great because why would they transfer somebody that's 25 weeks pregnant and has severe damage to the lungs to a floor where they're understaffed and they're not having 24 round the clock care, because at the time they also had to keep track of not only my wife's rate, you know, respiratory rate, they also had to keep track of oxygen and rest and heart rate of my unborn son. So they transferred, it was a Friday, November 12th, 2021, where she felt like she could go, you know, she felt like she was doing better. And then she coded and I tried to get help. And at this point she was in the fourth floor, out of the ICU. And I actually had to fight with the director of the floor to go and see her because she was having anxiety and panic attacks. So I ended up getting approval because I made it a point with the director of the floor saying that I was there all week with her in the ICU testing negative for COVID. And she was having anxiety and panic attacks and messaging me early in the morning, that morning, you know, that she was having a hard time because she was on the BiPAP machine. And it wasn't a BiPAP where it was just covering the nose and mouth. It was an entire face BiPAP, a forced air, similar to a CPAP. And so at that point, she was already going on her fifth day of remdesivir, and she coded. You know, I rushed out to get help. They rushed me in, and they started doing the compressions. They brought her back. They were able to sedate her because she was fighting them. And at that point, that's when the surgeon came in and said, hey, the baby's heart rate is at 50 beats a minute. In that gestational period, the beats per minute is 150, 160 beats a minute. And that was normal. So he was already down to 50 beats a minute. And so they ended up transferring her back down to the ICU room or back down to the ICU floor in the same room they just moved her out of. They end up doing an emergency C-section a couple hours. You know, I'm in the waiting area. They end up doing a C-section a couple hours later. And my son was born at 25 weeks, 5 days. He was just under 2 pounds, 905 grams, 14 and a half inches. And she was sedated. And by the will of grace of God, they were able to find an ECMO machine, which is a form of life support, and an ICU bed at a different hospital here in Fresno, California. So they were able to transfer her that the next day, that morning. We got a notice that evening, that night after we had left, that they were going to transfer to another hospital, which where they had an open ICU bed and a life support machine, an ECMO machine, where she was then put on life support for about 2 months. She was intubated. They had to do a trach, and she was admitted early November, and then she ended up leaving the hospital March 4th. So she was in the hospital for 4 months. And for my son, he was at Valley Children's Hospital for about 2.5 months. He was born about 3.5 months early. He was his due date was February 19th. He was born November 12th. And so for several months, you know, I was going back and forth from one hospital to the other, on top of that, taking care of our oldest daughter. And so, you know, I noticed that her breathing had become more complicated since she had started the remdesivir, you know, the remdesivir protocol, which basically all hospitals were using at this time currently. And there's, and at that time, that's when they started using it. And I did what most people thought was the safe bet, you know, trust your doctors. And unfortunately, by the, you know, I'm blessed to say that, you know, I was able to be there, and I'm blessed to say that they're both here, and my son is doing well, really well, considering how early he was born, no complications, and his mom, my wife, is doing really well. She did get off oxygen because they did discharge her on oxygen on March 4th, and she got off oxygen September 8th. She got off oxygen September 8th, and we still have doctor's appointments to take her to. She still has follow-up appointments with pulmonologists and stuff like that because of the damage caused, not only by, I believe, COVID, but also by the remdesivir. Because unfortunately, the drugs that they have people in this protocol also cause the lungs to reduce oxygen, you know, because they're on high painkillers and painkillers reduce heart rate, reduce lung efficiency, and cause even further damage. So you compound that with the damage caused by COVID, you compound that with damage caused by remdesivir, and then they have you on three or four high dose pain medications such as, you know, Dilaudid and morphine, and being in a medically sedated coma. She was in a medically sedated coma for, you know, a month and a half, and just being on all these heavy medications. The one thing that I do, I know this is all the you know, all this goes to the blessing of God, but they had to completely stop the remdesivir protocol when she had coded, and they had to get her down there to do an emergency C-section. Has she continued with the 10-day regimen? She's already on day 5. I do believe that neither my son nor her would be here today.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And, you know, medical experts have come forward on this program and said that the reason why they do this 10-day protocol is because it takes about 9 days for patients to die. We know now that this is murder for money. The preferred outcome here would be that you're, well, in 13 days, it'll be 15-month-old son, and your wife would have died that day, because that would have generated hundreds of thousands of dollars for that facility. Hundreds of thousands of other people were not blessed like you are, Esteban. And, you know, we really appreciate you coming forward and talking about this. We can never forget what these people have done to us. Amnesty is not on the table for the people who methodically, intentionally, and with a forethought killed hundreds of thousands of people using this renal failure causing poisonous venomous serum called remdesivir. Failed Ebola trials all over Africa. This thing, 58% of the people that took this stuff in that trial died. They still brought it through the NIH, Tony Fauci's drug, to poison all of these people here in this country. And we should never, ever let that slide. These people should be held accountable. God bless you, and God bless your 15-month-old healthy baby boy, and God bless your wife. And thank you for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course. So we can win here, and we can stop these deadly hospital protocols. But of course, just like anything else, it's going to take money. Esteban Lizarraga and a growing grassroots group has legal counsel that they are trying to fund to stop this deadly, murderous protocol that's happening in these hospitals. GiveSendGo.com/hospital COVID protocol. GiveSendGo.com/hospital COVID protocol. The goal is to get a cease and desist immediately across the entire country. Even one county would start the toppling of the dominoes. GiveSendGo.com/hospital COVID protocol. We'll be right back.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
All right, men, it's just a fact. As you get older, it's harder to build muscle, and many guys start to feel the effects of low T. V-Shred and Sculpt Nation, two of the biggest fitness brands in the industry, have been helping guys in their 30s, 40s, even in their 60s, get their vitality and energy back with Test Boost Max. I take it, I work out, I love it, I feel the effects. It's designed to optimize the male hormones that support more muscle gains, faster fat loss, a better mood, and optimal recovery. Go to vshred.com/stew. Again, vshred.com/stew. So we've talked a lot about the great financial reset. Carlos Cortez is here with us now. So you have studied the documents that people need to sign to have a banking account. And what have you found?
Yeah, I did a social experiment here locally, going to the banks and just wanting to see the verbiage, looking for bank bailing words. And I found an incidental finding that there's more to this than just a bank bailing. They can actually legally, and you pay all the attorney fees, they could just take your money if they want to. So if you were just hanging out on January 6th and they feel like you're a criminal, yeah, they simply just take your money around and do whatever they want. And they're doing it. It's 100% legal. Call your bank and ask for a bank services agreement. Find out for yourself. Don't trust me. Find out for yourself.
Okay. And when they find out that this Luciferian bank teller is actually doing everything that you said they were going to do, how can you help them?
Yeah, so we help them. We have a new covenant process. That covenant process is simply just going to have different buckets of money to protect them from a financial reset, from a financial takeover, from overtaxation, from all these things that are unforeseen, not just a stock market collapse, but many, many multiple bullets that are arriving at us. And so it's like coming like a freight train, and we're here to protect our God-fearing patriots.
Yeah, you've been doing it. And that's why I get so many thank you letters about you. Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management. Book your appointment with that guy right now, CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com, or call him in the office anytime. Write this number down, 813-448-3446. Big show today, bigger show tomorrow. We continue every day, fighting the declared enemy, Satan, storming the gates of hell. We will never stop. Until tomorrow at this time, same place. God bless you.